Edith speaking. Oh, hello, Sadie. How are you, dear? Sorry I had to rush off. You won't believe who I saw. Karen's husband. Not a word of a lie. Walking right up to the hotel as bold as brass, and I could hear him yelling. Can't repeat what he was saying. Oh, he was livid. Of course I did, dear. I rang Karen up on that American's phone and told her not to come back here. Lucky I did. She was already on her way. I've got to go, dear. Someone's just come in. All right. Bye, dear. Can I help you?
Hello, Edith. It's been a while. You're looking well.
I don't believe we've met.
Oh, we've met. But I probably had a bad case of acne the last time you saw me. I think it was that time you threw me out of here for reading the magazines.
No. It's not... Oh, Philip. Oh, my goodness, look at you.
Yes, well, you haven't changed. Still selling the same old crap.
And you haven't learned any manners.
Oh, Edith, now don't start. I just came in to get a magazine. And this time I'll pay for it.
Well, what brings you into town, Philip?
Business. The old man's late for our appointment.
That's a surprise.
Yes, well, some things don't change. Nice to see you, Edith. Oh, let me know if you ever want to sell the shop.
You're just like your father.
Anyone for a topper?
Oh, no, thanks, Ellie.
No, I'm fine.
What about you, Mr. Thompson?
No, I think I'll hit the sack.
Oh, it's a bit crowded in here. I mean, there's plenty of room in with me, and it's a lot more comfortable than the floor.
Oh, I'm used to the floor. Maybe Karen would... Oh, she's asleep already.
Well...
I need to talk to him, Ellie.
You can't blame a girl for trying.
Well, thanks for your hospitality.
Night.
You owe me one, Thompson.
And you owe me an explanation about that dragon.
It's been here for centuries.
Why is it after me?
In our prophecies, a stranger arrives who is a threat to the Tunnifa. You are that stranger.
Oh, whoa, slow down. How do you know that?
There are too many signs.
Name one.
The death of Helen.
What, that was foretold?
Aye.
Well, then why didn't you warn her if you knew it was going to happen?
I didn't know it would be her. Well, I knew you wouldn't understand.
Oh, you got that right. Now tell me what this prophecy says about me.
You're a son of a warrior.
A what?
Your father was a soldier.
Yeah?
He fought in the Second World War.
Whose father didn't?
And he lived here for a while.
In New Zealand?
Aye.
Oh, I don't think so.
Ask him.
Oh, where did I put it? Hello?
Oh, is that you, Thompson?
Yeah, Edith. We've been trying to call you all day.
Oh, that's funny, I was here.
It was always busy. Look, I'll put Karen on. Karen! Wake up! Come on, it's Edith.
Hello, Edith? What's going on?
I'm afraid I've made a mistake, dear.
What?
Well, I saw this strange man drive up and go into the pub and start yelling, and I was sure it was your husband. He was so angry and rude, but look, it's turned out to be Frank's son from Hong Kong.
So Greg's not there?
No. I'm sorry, dear.
Well, what about Jared?
Jared?
Is he okay?
How would I know, dear?
You rang and told me he was there.
No, I didn't.
Edith, you called me at Queenie's. You said Jared had come up on the bus. You told me to come back there.
Karen,
I wouldn't be coming back there if you hadn't.
Karen, I never rang you.
Clayborn was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.